Hey there, Brooke Adams Law here. Welcome to this Writing Brave audio pep talk. Today I want to talk about writing through the mess. Lots of people say that progress doesn't require perfection, but I would go a step further and say that I often think progress is like the opposite of perfection. Here's what I mean. Perfection can often keep you stuck obsessing, either ruminating on why you can't write the scene because you can't do it perfectly, or maybe revising the same scene over and over because it isn't perfect yet. Progress is moving on even though what you've written isn't perfect, right? So it can sometimes be the opposite of perfection. You're making progress because you aren't trying to perfect the thing. When I do this in my own drafts, what I find is I learn so much about my characters and my story just by writing forward. Now, does that mean that you're doing it wrong if you prefer to tighten up your writing as you go? As long as you keep moving forward, you get to do it however you want. But I want to encourage you today that if you're feeling down or struggling with a draft that feels messy, you aren't alone. In the first draft of my current book, I had problems like, you know, I changed from third person to first person midway through the draft without correcting the earlier part. I decided halfway through that a character's father was no longer like a perfect dad, but instead had verbally abused the character as a child. I didn't go back and change the earlier part. I just made a note and moved on. I also wrote the whole draft before I researched anything, which means I had to rewrite a lot of stuff, but that works for me. I encourage you as you're writing to expand your capacity for messiness. It's all welcome when you're drafting and revising. At a certain point, you do have to clean things up, but it doesn't have to be today. Make a list of the messy parts you haven't solved yet and keep going. I'm cheering you on.